The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them, one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me.' Then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or ill, or in prison, and not minister to your needs?' He will answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me.' And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. A notable feature of older Catholic cultures, conspicuously absent in modern American society, is the pilgrimage. The pilgrimage. Of course, we have parades, like on Thanksgiving Day, and when a team wins the Super Bowl, or even a gay pride parade, to celebrate secular values. But we Americans do not have the habit of making pilgrimages. That is, forming a group of people who walk and pray and sing from one place, and usually their destination is a church or a religious shrine. This contrast, or better, clash of cultures becomes evident, even comical, every year when we do our Guadalupe pilgrimage. We walk from Fort Smith Park, which is close to the Midland Bridge to Van Buren, all the way to IC Church, about 5 miles distance. Usually, the pilgrimage group consists of about 200 to 300 participants who walk while praying the rosary, singing hymns using loudspeakers, and even a booming drum providing pounding rhythm for Aztec dancers. People stand in doorways, and small children gape in wide-eyed amazement, even shock, at the spectacle, not sure what to make of it. Most probably think it is a protest of immigration laws. The truth is, surprisingly, a pilgrimage is actually in support of immigration laws. That is, we pray for merciful laws to immigrate from this world to what Hamlet called the undiscovered country, namely heaven, our true home, literally our fatherland, where God the Father lives and reigns. In other words, the underlying purpose and point of a pilgrimage is to recognize that we are all immigrants in a foreign land. Or as Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13 puts it, strangers and sojourners. But when, by contrast, a culture or country cannot conceive of producing a pilgrimage and only has parades, it begins to think that we don't need to journey anywhere else. Why? Because we're already home. We have created heaven on earth. Hamlet's undiscovered country is simply my backyard, the wide horizon of the untamed West. And so we have parades rather than pilgrimages to celebrate our blessings instead of looking forward to the next life. Maybe that is why we can have a gay pride parade, but you never hear of a gay pride pilgrimage. In fact, every time we fill out the city permit to have a pilgrimage, do you know what form we fill out? It's called a parade permit. But for Christians, parades are for paradise. Pilgrimages are for earth, where we are all immigrants, strangers, and sojourners in a foreign land. Or are we? In this morning's gospel, we hear the third section of Matthew 25, one of my favorite chapters of the first gospel. The first section is verses 1 through 13 and the parable of the wise and foolish virgins. The second section is verses 13 through 30 and describes the parable of the talents. And the third part, which we just heard, verses 31 through 46, is the judgment of the nations. And in a sense, all three sections are reminders that earthly life is a pilgrimage on our way to the undiscovered country of heaven. In other words, they're about what happens when we get to the end of our earthly sojourn. Life is a pilgrimage, not a parade. By the way, have you noticed how we Catholics undertake a mini pilgrimage every time we come to Mass? The older design of churches like ours always had a long central nave, a center aisle, that began with a baptismal font at the doors, proceeding up the center aisle to the altar, the symbol of sacrifice and death, and finally to the tabernacle, where Jesus resides and reigns, surely symbolizing the undiscovered country of heaven. Indeed, as dear Ed Winkleman has reminded me several times, this mini morning pilgrimage actually begins at each of your homes and takes place when you get out of bed and drive to church, to Mass, to heaven. Every celebration of Mass is an unconscious reenactment of a pilgrimage, a liturgical reminder that we are all in favor of merciful immigration laws. Why? Because we are all immigrants hoping to move to a better country. Or are we? Praised be Jesus Christ.